Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. There was a date in December some years ago that may be remembered as a day of infamy for listeners of Those Were the Days. I'm recalling Saturday, December 22, 2001. As storm clouds gathered over the metropolitan Chicago area, an unexpected force of heavy wind carried out a dastardly attack on an antenna tower in Glen Allen, Illinois. It was the radio tower that carried the WDCB signal. The immediate target was the station itself, but Those Were the Days was the first casualty. Collateral damage was significant. The surprise attack at approximately 3 p.m. took out Bing Crosby's Christmas show, World News Today, Fibber McGee and Molly, and even Lionel Barrymore as Ebenezer Scrooge. The entire WDCB broadcast schedule was wiped out for the next 5 days until reinforcements were able to provide reduced power to the wounded signal. A platoon of replacements installed a temporary antenna and managed to rendezvous with the World Wide Web. Those Were the Days, and the other programming on the station suffered many losses during the months that followed, as listeners outside the reduced power area became casualties, unable to receive the station's original signal. But they were loyal listeners. 7 months passed, and on July 17, 2002, when a new antenna tower was installed and fully operational on the front lines, they came marching home again. Those Were the Days, and all the other WDCB programs were back with full, authorized strength. Our program of July 27 picked up at the point we were zapped during the preceding December, and we presented Christmas in July, repeating the shows that were originally on the casualty list. And at that time, Ken Alexander and I were on the air talking about the newly installed antenna tower.
I guess it's great to be here in the shadow of the tower again, right, Ken?
Yeah, I haven't seen the tower close up
you
myself.
Haven't?
No, not close up.
You want to take a walk? Take out and take a look at it?
Right after the show? Yeah.
No, we can go right now. We've got a few minutes. We're still going on. We could go out right now. Connie can give me a wireless microphone.
All right, then we can describe the tower to the listeners.
Sure, we could.
Tell them how it looks.
Connie, give me the mic. Okay.
Okay, I got the wireless mic. We'll be out in the field by the tower for a few minutes. Connie, you check sure that all the levels are okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to get this bottle of pop. Take it along out there.
Pop? What do you want to take pop for?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you later.
All right. Okay, let's go out here now and get out of this thing here. Oh, it's nice out here today. At least the rain has stopped.
Yeah, it's hot, though. It's still
muggy.
Hot.
It's muggy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, Ken and I are walking toward the new WDCB antenna tower, which replaces the one that collapsed last December 22nd. It's just a couple hundred feet from the building that houses the radio station here.
Yeah, it really looks tall when you get close to it, doesn't it?
Well, it's about 300 feet tall, and the same height as the old one, Ken.
About the same height as a 30-story building. This tower is a different design from the old one, though. It's much stouter. And it's a quite impressive structure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This tower was built to last. I wonder how many tons of steel are in the tower.
It's triangular, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It stands on three legs, 30 feet apart. As you can see, the tower gracefully tapers as it rises, and at the top it measures just 18 inches on a side.
Those three structures are like pretzels branching out at the very top. Those are the antenna bays, right?
That's right. That's right, Ken. Those Were the Days, All Things Jazz, and all the other programs broadcast by WDCB radiate from that antenna in the form of radio frequency energy at 90.9 megahertz on the frequency modulation spectrum. And through the phenomenon that is radio, that energy is converted into entertaining and informative audio material by tens of thousands of receivers throughout the Chicago metropolitan area.
No!
Come on, I'll be serious. You see that flashing light at the top of the tower? That's a strobe light. It operates 24 hours a day as a warning to any aircraft in the area.
The light keeps winking and blinking. It's driving me sane.
All right, with the voices. I'd hate to be the guy whose job it is to change that bulb when it burns out.
Yeah, I wonder how many electricians it takes to change a light bulb on a 300-foot tower.
Only one, but he can't be afraid of heights.
Well, here we are. Right at the base of the tower.
Oh, yeah. Quite a piece of engineering, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of effort went into this tower. 7 months of planning and construction.
Yeah. Now, Chuck, Here's what I like to do at this point. I'm going to go to christen this tower.
What? What do you mean christen the tower?
The way they christen a new ship when it's about to make its first voyage.
Oh, I don't think it's our place to christen the tower.
Oh, yeah. There won't be official until the tower is christened. That's why I bought this bottle of pop along with me instead of a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
Now, here, stand back.
All right, okay.
I christen the new WDCB, I'm so nervous, WDCB tower. I didn't break the bottle.
I don't think that's probably a sign. Don't bother.
No, I'll try again. I christened the WDCB tower. Oh, it still didn't.
No, I think you have to hit it harder.
Much harder?
Well, I guess you got to hit it a lot harder if you're going to break a bottle on
you
this.
Want me
thing.
To hit it real hard? Okay. I hereby christen the WDCB tower. Oh, that was great. Now it's officially christened.
Got all this.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. We have a tower up and running. It's christened now. Don't you feel better?
Yeah, I feel better. Yeah.
You know, when you stand right here at the base of the tower and look straight up, the top of the tower seems to be swaying a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, when the engineers design a tower, or a high-rise building for that matter, they allow for a certain amount of sideways motion. If the structure couldn't give ever so slightly in a higher wind, it would snap into. It happens in all the high buildings.
Yeah, I know, but should it be swaying this much? Besides, there's no wind right now. Come over here. Take a look straight up.
Well,
it seems to be swaying more now.
Well,
it is.
Yeah, it is a little bit. But what's that?
What's what?
The creaking noise. Is that your knee?
No, it's not my knee. That's the tower. It's coming from the tower. It's swaying like a hula dancer.
What? It's not just swaying at the top. The whole tower is swaying now.
Yeah. That piece is loose up there. Some loose pieces are falling. They're falling down to the ground.
Oh,
the whole
I think we're going to get out of here.
It's about to fall over.
Well, let's get out of here.
Okay, run.
Hurry,
run.
Get out of here. I told you not to christen that tower.
Do you think that's what did it?
Well, certainly. It hit the tower and it fell over now.
Well, maybe the pop was too warm and exploded in the bottle or something.
No, don't do. Why did you do that?
Well, you told me to hit it harder.
I told you to hit it harder. I didn't even want you to touch this thing.
No, but I hit it twice gently, and then you said hit it with all your might. Hit it harder. I did, and the tower started to...
Well, now what are we going to do now?
I don't know. Well, I think you better go on the air and apologize. Well, you can't go on the air, can you?
Well, the tower's down again.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? I told you not to do this.
No, but you said I should hit it harder.
You do everything that I tell you to do?
Yeah, you're my boss,
aren't you? No, I'm not going to tell you to do this.
It's your program.
No, we can't do this. Tower should not be down.
I can't help it, Chuck. Your fault.
Stop it. Don't. Why do you drive me nuts?
These proceedings are closed. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.